show. It seemed impossible, but the rumor was the waters were going to recede, and then...
Nothing like it. Nothing like it. Now you're off to Moscow after here.
From here, actually, to Germany first, then Moscow, then Dubai, then back to Germany, then to Italy, then back to Germany again. And that's all promotion except for two shows.
We're worn out. Listen to this beautiful voice.
It was with the Four Tops. I forgot about that. And there's that one too, you know.
That's right.
It's like having like 90 kids or something.
But the interesting thing was, you started off, did you not, as a songwriter?
Well, I started off, I had a record deal when I was 16. Mm-hmm. So I thought I made it. I walked into it was Epic Records. So you saw the big CBS logo. And at 16 years old, I thought, I guess I've made it. You know, this is like as big as it gets. Mm-hmm. And then within a year, I got a letter that said, you are now free to sign with whoever you'd like. You know, just jump off any bridge of your liking. I said, what does this mean? What does this mean? It means they're dropping us. And that was my first taste. So at 16, by the time I was 17, I had met people in the industry who said this repeated comment to me, which was, there's something in your voice. You know, you got to go for it. And they believed in the industry, but it took me 18 years after that time to have my first hit.
But in many ways, no bad thing. I say to young people here, it'd be wrong if it all happened at 16 or 17.
Absolutely.
You know, you work really hard for it, and it's a lesson to the young people listening out there. 18 years before you had your first hit. But you've written for some notable outfits, Barbara Streisand, Laura Branigan and Joe Cocker, the Pointer Sisters, Kenny G.
And you have to now add Kanye West and Jay-Z,
there you are.
Who I had to ask my kids who they were, by the way. And by the time they had cut it, it was quite a few years ago, they just looked at me just dumbfounded. These are the biggest rappers in the business, Dad. I said, well, they're cutting my song. Which is cool, though. It's nice up there next to the Streisand plaque. You know, in between Kiss and Streisand is Kanye
Amazing
West.
Amazing man, this. Listen to the voice.
That's a beautiful track right there. That's David Foster's masterpiece,
David Foster,
by the way.
Absolutely.
That's one of the reasons I went out on the road with him for this.
Beautiful stuff. You can speak from a position of having been involved with some of the great musical people. Why is everyone currently saying, because Tony Bennett made this point the other day, Lady Gaga, they just go over the top about her. They just say she is an absolute genius.
You just love her when you meet her. You know, if you meet her and you get to work with her, and I'm sure, Tony, this is why they were preparing, besides him walking in on her, apparently naked.
him or her.
Well, I think he had walked into the wrong room at the wrong time, and she wasn't quite ready yet. It was all over the papers. And, stuff, and he said he was, like, you know, mortified. And knowing her, she probably thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Gaga, I met her 3 months before her album came out, and they said she wanted to write with me. She was a big fan, And I said, well, what does she do? I'm going to send you some MP3s. I got some MP3s, and the first one I heard was Just Dance. Mm-hmm. And I said, this is massive. Are they going to get behind this record? And they already are.